Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, Your Royal Highness, Madam Assistant Director of the UNESCO, Excellencies, distinguished guests. We are just about to conclude an indeed very fruitful session here in the Parliament House, where representatives of science and policymakers express their views on global scientific communication and cooperation issues. As the 2015 World Science Forum is coming to a conclusion, it is a great honor and privilege for me to address its final session. This is, as it was mentioned already several times, the seventh occasion that the forum has been organized by the Hungarian Academy of Sciences in partnership with the UNESCO, the International Council for Science, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the World Academy of Sciences, and the European Academies of Science Advisory Council. During the 4 days, the forum was attended over 800 scientists, politicians, decision makers, representatives of the industry, the civil society, and the media from 108 countries, expressing their views on enabling power of science, with the conviction that science can find new ways to improve human life. It can contribute to policy making and gain the confidence of the society. Important prizes were presented during the opening ceremony of the forum in the acknowledgement of scientific efforts to maintain sustainable development and to translate the results to the public. Let me congratulate once again to the winners of the UNESCO Kalinga Prize and the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation. The success of the World Science Forum proves that the intention behind the initiative is becoming a reality. The growing international interest in the World Science Forum shows that the forum has become a leading event in global science policy today. Probably, we can agree that the forum is becoming to science what, for instance, the Davos Forum is to economics, hoping to achieve similar impact on science and science policy that the World Economic Forum has in the field of global economics. When thinking about the global impact of science, we need to consider the development agendas of the United Nations, the Millennium Development Goals, and the post-2015 Development Agenda. The agenda advises that universal commitments calling for actions in all countries should be built on the national capabilities. Considering the global challenges we face today, I am convinced that in the implementation phase, the scientific point of view should continuously be taken into consideration. In other words, close cooperation and monitoring is necessary between the representatives of science and policymaking during the implementation. Communication remains crucial. We have strived to improve the communication of the World Science Forum. High-quality moderators have led the sessions to close the communication gap and to ensure that scientific results are transferred to the policymakers and to the public as well. In the era of digital technologies, we face particular communication difficulties. The internet provides an information channel for networks of professionals and interested non-professional private individuals, governmental and non-governmental organizations and citizens groups to collaborate and communicate in new ways and reach out to the public. However, it also makes it difficult to give accurate information to the public and to the policymakers. Nowadays, it is more and more difficult for the representative of science to provide the community with the precise up-to-date information and to build confidence towards science in the society. Therefore, it is necessary to narrow the gap between the researchers of the different disciplines as well as to reach out to the public. I hope that the dialogues of the forum gave a foundation to strengthening awareness in the society. Today's meeting in the Parliament is a perfect example of how to bring the high-level academic people closer to the policymakers and to the public. After concluding today's, the last day's, official program in the Parliament, I would like to welcome the declaration of the forum and underline its importance. The main theme, the enabling power of science, speaks for itself. Science is considered to be the main instrument in replying to the great global challenges of our era. It is our joint responsibility how we use this instrument. The main topics in the declaration, namely sustainable development as well as climate goals, are necessary to the formation of a forward-looking climate change policy. The cooperation of science, the governments, and the society is expected, and it is inevitable to achieve success. At present, there are no uniform standards for the adaptation of the scientific results in different policies. Adoption and adaptation of these standards in the national legislation is a joint interest of science, society, and politics. The fundamental principles are laid down in the declaration, and we are convinced that it would promote the efficiency of the cooperation between science, policymaking, and society. In connection, let me here quote the American scientist Alexander Dallas Besch. I quote, "Why science is without organization, it is without power," unquote. It would be desirable that the declaration adopted today will have an important impact in the climate summit in Paris this year in December, and we hope that the organizing committee of the summit will be able to consider the messages in it. Ladies and gentlemen, it was decided at the 2011 World Science Forum that every 2 years the forum would be organized in a partner country. Accordingly, in 2013, the World Science Forum was hosted by Brazil in Rio de Janeiro. Following the same pattern, we are glad that the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan has accepted to host the forum in 2017. With regard to the great challenges the world is facing today, especially the complex problems of the Middle East, Hungary considers the offer of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan as a brave commitment, what we wholeheartedly support. The Kingdom of Jordan is an important partner for Hungary in political, economic, and higher educational aspects as well. Jordan plays a significant stabilizing role in the Middle East, and it's committed towards the reforms promoting the modernization of its society. I am delighted that the Royal Highness Princess Sumaya bin El Hassan will be the next speaker at the closing event of the forum and will inform us about the next World Science Forum in 2017. I would like to highlight that addressing the forum in 2011, Princess Sumaya drew the attention to the intercultural nature of cooperation in science, to the importance of the cooperation among different civilizations and cultures. This idea is increasing in value considering the present situation in the Middle East. Your Royal Highness, I wish you and your country a successful preparation in the coming 2 years for the next World Science Forum. Finally, I would like to express my sincere hope that the high esteemed guests of the forum found the program enjoyable and useful for the completion of their future work and had opportunities to build contacts and widen networks. And I also would like to express my gratitude to the hundreds of professionals and volunteers whose contribution and work has been essential and utmost important for the successful accomplishment of this forum in Budapest. Thank you very much for your kind attention. And I wish you a pleasant stay in Hungary and a safe trip back to your countries. Thank you very much.